Okay, you may know the line from this classic cult film.
Warriors, come out to play.
The Warriors is a movie about a Coney Island gang trying to get back home. Spectacularly popular when it was released in 1979, and it turns out a favorite of Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator of the Broadway musical Hamilton. Well, now Miranda has joined with playwright Issa Davis to create a new musical, but it's not on stage. It's a concept album that he calls a love letter to the movie. NPR's Jennifer Benasco explains, and a warning, this story does contain the sound of gunfire.
Cochise.
Alga.
Fox.
Cleon!
These are the Warriors. In the original, the gang was male, but there are women here. They're at an all-gang conference in the Bronx, listening to a leader call for peace. That leader is played by Lauryn Hill.
The future is ours. The future is yours if you can count.
There's a gunshot, and they're falsely accused of murdering her. Now, Lin-Manuel Miranda says they're just trying to get back to Brooklyn, but every gang in the city is after them, and the Warriors have to fight them off, one by one.
We gotta get back home, and everyone thinks we did something we didn't do.
We get back home alive. When the night goes sideways, get back home alive. If the night divides us, meet back up in Union Square. We'll regroup and we'll prepare to get back home alive.
What are the Warriors about? Like, why are they together?
Issa Davis says that's the crux of it for her.
It's a story about courage and about being better at the end of your travails and your odyssey, you know?
And I intend to survive tonight. So make a move or fall in line.
The album is set in the 1970s, like the film. And Davis and Miranda used that decade as their inspiration.
This was like a time of concept albums where you would sit on your living room floor and read the liner notes to your vinyl. And we wanted to create that feeling.
And that started them thinking, what if the rival gangs were each part of a subculture that was thriving in the city back then?
We got to play with ballroom culture in the House of Hurricanes. We have that gang in 96th Street, the gang on skates.
Get off the train, get off the train. The world's on fire and there ain't no rain. Go.
We have like the kind of ska sound with the Orphans.
What is this, a late night cosmetology class? You must be lost. Can I see your hall pass?
And when the Warriors hit the South Bronx, the music there has the flavor of the salsa that was everywhere in that neighborhood in the 70s. Mark Anthony is singing here.
A huge goal of the album was to be able to represent New York in all of its variety.
And there's lots of New Yorks.
There's a lot of New Yorks. It's so true. Represent New Yorks. That's what we were trying to do.
Which means it's not just a love letter to a movie, but a love letter to their city as well. Jennifer Benasco, NPR News, New York.
Look, there's the train, it's now or never, and it's just 100 feet away.
Hey, why do I feel like gangster musical movies are your thing?
So once again, Layla, yes, you are correct. Now, I know this is going to shock you, but I am not a tough guy. I'm less criminal and more smooth criminal. So I always love seeing gangsters singing and dancing in movies because while I would be 100% useless in a rumble, I'd be deadly in a dance.
I feel like I need to see evidence of this.
Oh, you don't. It would just slay you. It would slay you. Now, the goat of this genre, of course, is West Side Story.
So would you be a jet or a shark?
By default, probably a shark. But those jets could really pirouette. So I'm going to both sides this one.